This is Susan Hidalgo-Smith for Conversations in Medicine. Our guest today is Dr. Laura Hetzler, a member of Mary Bird Perkins, Our Lady of the Lake Cancer Center's Head and Neck Cancer Multidisciplinary Care Team. Welcome, Dr. Hetzler.
Thank you.
Head and neck cancers are less prevalent, but can be the most complicated to treat. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. The cancers of the oral cavity, of the throat, of the lips, of the larynx, it is complicated to treat simply because the area harbors a very complex function. It can affect your voice. It can affect the way that you appear. And to most people, their appearance is a very personal thing.
So the lower throat and related areas are part of the head and neck, and that's your specialty, right?
Yes, ma'am.
What is the percentage of cancer in these areas each year?
About 3% of all cancers each year occur in the head and neck.
Okay, so what causes the most risk to acquire head and neck cancer, if that's the appropriate word?
Well, the standard and what we've known for a long time is that there's a synergistic effect between smoking and heavy consumption of alcohol. So about 75% of all head and neck cancers of the oral cavity, throat, larynx, all of those things are caused generally a combination of smoking and drinking.
Well, if we've been talking about this issue for years, tobacco, the alcohol, why do you think we're still dealing with 75%?
I think that some things like the significant consumption of alcohol in combination with smoking, I don't think that necessarily is decreasing in the population, but what we are seeing is kind of the fastest increasing demographic of patients with head and neck cancer are younger men and women without those two key risk factors. And we're starting to elucidate that it can be related to human papillomavirus, also known as HPV.
What about other risk factors that can cause oral cancer?
We see it in patients that have poor oral hygiene, bad dental health, bad teeth, patients with a history of radiation exposure. And certainly there are some cancers or any type of cancer that runs in the family where many people might have, everybody in the family has some type of cancer. Many might have multiple types of cancer. We know that there are some genetic mutations that lead to the body's decreased ability to fight off cancers and tumors.
Well, if they don't smoke and they come in to see you, but they're experiencing other things like a lump or a sore that doesn't heal, how do you start?
Well, oftentimes these patients come to us from the dentist or their primary doctor, and they're referred to us for an area that they've noticed, maybe they've neglected, maybe they just noticed it. When we see them, we ask them about all sorts of other things. How long has the area been there? Is it not healing? Any changes in your voice? Any pain or difficulty swallowing? Any pain opening or closing your mouth? If they wear dentures, do their dentures now fit poorly or in a way different from before? Some patients will have coughing up blood or difficulty breathing. And so once we see them, we sort of do a full analysis of the upper aerodigestive tract and make sure that we can see everything that is affected.
So on an older person, would these symptoms be different?
Not necessarily. I think everybody is going to have the same findings of a discoloration or an ulcer in their mouth that might not heal. Even if the cancer is occurring in their sinuses, nasal obstruction that doesn't get better with antibiotics or treatment for sinusitis. So I think for adults and I should say elderly and for our younger patients, the most important thing is just self-awareness and then early treatment, because we know in head and neck cancer that even though it's difficult to treat, we know that early detection makes a difference, and that is the key to cure somebody for them still to have a meaningful life and normal function.
Thanks, Dr. Hetzler. This is Susan Hidalgo-Smith and BCOL editor for Conversations in Medicine.